Today's daf is daf Chof Nun, and we're up to the Mishnah. Being a Sabbath is not here, you'll have to settle for me. Zokar Helik a Mishnah. Lo yiskor adam po'alim b'shabbat v'lo yomar adam l'chaviro l'yiskor lo po'alim. You cannot hire workers on Shabbat, nor can your person tell his friend that he should go hire him workers, which is a little bit ridiculous. Obviously, if he can't do it, why could he tell his friend to do it? But the Gemara will talk about it. Ein machshichin al hatchum l'skor lo po'alim. You can't even go out to wait by the end of the tchum, waiting till after Shabbos, so that you can run and get the po'alim that are outside of the tchum there, or lahavi peirot, or to be close to the perot that you have over there now back after Shabbos, because if you can't do it on Shabbos, then you can't go out to be machshich waiting for Shabbos to end on the edge of the tchum to bring it in. Avo machshichu lishmor, you could, however, go out to the edge of the tchum, and over there the reason that you're going out is because you need to keep an eye on your perot, which you can't get to today, but since there's nothing wrong with keeping an eye on your peirot on Shabbat, then it's certainly okay to be machshich, because you're being machshich to do something which is anyway mutar to be done on Shabbat. If you did that, you could also bring back the peirot in lahavi peirot biyado. You could bring the peirot back, because afterwards, since the yikr machshava was in order to do something which is mutar on Shabbat, so memele, you can also bring along the perot that you otherwise wouldn't have been able to bring in. Klal amar Abba Shaul. In general, Abba Shaul says that the rule is that kosha ani zakai ba amirato, reshay ani lahachshich alav. Whatever I would be allowed to say should be done to my friend or to a goy, then on I could now be machshich on it also. In other words, if I could tell somebody do X Mitzvah Shabbos, I can also be machshich to do X on Mitzvah Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why is it necessary to tell me in the Mishnah that I am not allowed to tell my friend to do something which I'm not allowed to do? I mean, obviously, Mashnahu, Mashnah Chaveiro. I mean, is there any havamina that it's okay to tell a Jew to do something that you yourself can't do on Shabbat? I mean, but it's l'feiver, misay l'dvar avera. Omer of Papa, when it says chavero, it doesn't mean his Jewish friend. I think every friend has to be Jewish. It's his non-Jewish friend. Chaver nochri. Matkit lo revashi. I don't understand, but I already know that. Because I know that amira nochri is asur misum shvut. Because we had before the story about the fire department, we don't have to tell him I understand that I'm not allowed to tell a nochri to do something. And since that, this is an important point, because obviously I could say there's a big difference between telling a nochri to put out a fire and telling a nochri to go hire me poali. I mean, one of them is a direct dioraita. The other one, okay, we mocked with the Rabbana, we mocked with, maybe they didn't ask for Amir Lanokri on something which itself was only Amir and so on. Especially if we consider that we're being machmir on Amir Lanokri, possibly, because this is clear from other places, we're machmir on Amir Lanokri because he appears to be your shliach. So okay, so to say that in terms of doing malacha makes sense. To say that in terms of in telling somebody, I'm going to hire you for tomorrow. So Rashi says over here a very interesting thing, that the Amir Lanokri, we'll see this in the Gemara, but specifically over here, is because of the getter of Ladaber Davar. Ladaber Davar, which is essentially from Divrei Nevi'ut, so to speak, as Divrei Kabbalah, it's from Yishayahu, but which we understand is an insight into the nature of Shmirat Shabbat. And therefore, if the Isser is speaking, then anything that you would speak about that you can't do is a violation of Daber Davar. So what would be the difference in telling it to a Nochri, where you're being Daber, or whether you're doing it yourself? It's the Daber about the thing that you wouldn't do, in which case it's not really midin shlichut. Now there's some of the achronim that speak out. That doesn't mean the ikar iser in amir lenochri was because of daber davar. The nochri isn't chayiv on shvita and shabbat at all. But the only reason that we view him as being associated with me is because of the shlichut element. Once that's there, now we have to be makben on dibur. So if I can't speak to a poel about tomorrow, so I can't tell a goy to speak to a poel about tomorrow, because the telling the goy is speaking. Aval. Hello, I'm Ravashi Alto. Forget about this business. It's talking about a Jew. Afilu tema chavero Yisrael. So you'll say, what's the chidush? There is no chidush. The chidush is in the implication. Because a kamashmala, note that the case given is lo yomar adam lechavero sechor li poalim. Don't say it directly, but suppose you would say indirectly, then even you yourself could say it. Let's say, omer adam lechavero, hanir eshe ta'amod imi la'erev. Some learn this means, would you consider standing with me together tonight? I ain't talking about the movies, buddy. Okay, or hanir e, is it near e, or it's a challenge. Hanir e, okay, let's see whether you show up or not. But since you're not saying it b'lashon vada'ut, and since you're not defining that it's b'tzarech pu'ula, so therefore it's not directly tzarech pu'ulim. So the idea over here is not to say something which is in itself mazkir, a element that cannot be done in Shabbat.
If that would be done, or klali, we're talking about making cement, just the process.
Anything that you couldn't do on Shabbat. You'd have to hint at it then. Umatznitin mani, our Mishnah would then be going like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Tanya lo yomar adam lechaveiro, hanir eshe ta'amodi mila erev. The Tanakhama says you're not even allowed to say it in a suffix kind of way. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha omer omer adam lechaveiro hanir eshe ta'amodi mila erev. And the implication of our Mishnah is the great Kiddush that the Stam Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Omer Rabba bar Bar Chana, of course, since it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, we say it indirectly. Omer Rabba bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, halachak Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. We pask in that way. The Omer Rabba bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Why does he say that it would be permissible? Aren't you being osek in something that is prohibited on Shabbat? Note that the Torah mentions here in Yeshayahu two different issues. Doing your thing. Okay, now, doing your thing, I mean, would seem to prohibit what Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, right? Because I'm finding my way to get my own non-Shabbat Tzrochim done. And yet it says daber davar. Therefore, explains Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, the mimtzo cheftzecha is defined by dibur, daber davar. So dibur asur. It's only the outright saying of a thing that is prohibited.
Is this the basis, Rabbi, when you got to get a goy to turn your light or something?
No. I mean, it may be related, but we'll see. In the it is related because it's saying something per se is also, but there's also the additional issue by the akum of the shlichut, in which case we first have to see whether you can have him do it at all. Then we can talk about how to tell him to do it. So it's it's not that anything at all that you hint him to do would be okay for you to be. Yerhur mutar. So from here says Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, this is my basis. And as had we only had mimtzo cheftzecha, so what right do I have to do my planning on Shabbat? But if it says dibur davak, because mimtzo cheftzecha seems to mean to plan, finding what you need. But here we see that it's davka derech dibur. Lor mi le'ravacha baravuna le'rava. You're saying that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, which would mean that according to Rabbi Yochanan, dibur alone is asur and hirhur is mutar, which would imply alma hirhur lafke dibur dami, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is not the same to be thinking about something as to be speaking something. Now this is an overall problem, and it comes up in many, many different issues. Could be you biyotze a brocha, let's say, thinking about the brocha. Would you be allowed to think about Divrei Torah in a bathroom where you can't speak the Divrei Torah, but you can be mahar in the Divrei Torah? All these things seem to be related, and that's what creates our problem. Because Rabbi Bar Bar Chana reports in Rabbi Yochanan's name that b'chol makom mutar lahar her, you could have hirhurim in Divrei Torah, but not in a Beit Merchatz and not in a Beit Kisei, despite the fact that you're only thinking and you're not talking. So where would we get the idea that thinking is a problem? Shiny Hatam. That's because there's a special issue when it comes to thinking, and there Divrei Torah Osir, where nothing else would be Osir. How do we know that? Shiny Hatam Debeinan Vahayam Machanecha Kadosh Veleka. Since the Torah says that you have to make sure that you carry around a little shovel in your backpack to make sure that your excrement is covered and that you go out from your machane and so on. And it explains this by saying, V'haya machanecha kadosh. And we understand that the nature of the kedushat machane Yisrael is we're being very careful because of the fact that Jews are always being mahar in Divrei Torah. And therefore they can't have a machana that isn't kadosh on the level that allows you, which implies that there's a special iser in here in Divrei Torah. Now wait, hold on a second. If Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha is medayik because it says Mimtzor Chevtzecha v'ledaber davar, that daber davar defines the Mimtzor Chevtzecha, you could say the same thing in V'haya Machanecha Kadosh, because notice that V'haya Machanecha Kadosh doesn't end with that. It says V'lo Yirebecha Ervat Davar. Now there you go again. So Daber Davar defines Mimtzo Chevtzecha. Ervat Davar should define V'haya Machanecha Kadosh, in which case we could say that the reason that Machanecha needs to be Kadosh has nothing to do with Hirhur, and it's only necessary because of Dibur. Says the Gemara, that's a brilliant point. The thing is, though, that Lo Yir Ebecha Ervat Davar is not coming to define Vayam Achanecha Kadosh. It's actually coming to create a whole different set of Isurin. And that, namely, as we had back in Brachot, Ahumi Boilei Lek Rav Yehuda, the Omar Rav Yehuda, Akum Arom, Asur Likrot Kriyat Shema Kenegdo, that you cannot speak in Divrei Torah where you're facing nakedness. Now that's not a violation of Hayamachanecha Kadosh. So you could certainly think about Divrei Torah in the presence of nakedness, but you can't say it. But you can't think about Divrei Torah in the presence of ugliness, so to speak, in the Mechur, which is something rotting or excrement. What is this about a naked goy? I understand. My ire akum, afilu Yisrael nami. I mean, and naked Jews, they're okay to say kiddush in front of? No. Lomi boy kama. Obviously, a Jew has a din of being naked, and over there we're makbid not to speak divrei kedusha in front of nakedness. That's erva. But I might think that when it comes to an akum is no different than being in front of a horse. Did you ever see a horse wearing clothes? Are you allowed to say kiddush in front of a horse? So the din of erva may well be defined by the level of Yisrael. Because it's a technical term. It's not nakedness. I mean, we could say nakedness about an animal too. And by an akum, we know that the Torah actually talks about the nakedness of akum, because it's talking about over there in Yecheskel about the way that Jews would tend to make love with the maids that they would hire, common practice. And it says over there that you went ahead and vata'agva al pilak shehem, you went and enjoyed yourselves with their pelegesh asher bisar chamorim bisaram, that's like sitting sleeping around with donkeys, So in other words, if the Torah views the relationship that a Jew has with a goy as the equivalent of sleeping around with animals, then that would mean that looking at the nakedness of a goy would be mutter to say kiddush in front of, because it's no different than looking at a besar chamor. So therefore, kamashmalan, even a naked akum, a mashaper domi, kamashmalan, even so it's awesome. Ask the Gemara, ema hachinami, how do we know? The truth is, you're bringing a raya from Yechezkel that a goy's erva should not be considered to be a human erva. So how do we know to aser it? Because Omakov ervatz avihem lo ra'u. Since it says by Noach, and there was no Yisrael at that point, it considers it an erva, calls ervat avihem. So Mamela, clearly it's viewed as erva in the sense of nakedness. Again, we're not talking about erva in the sense of prohibitions of incest, because that we know for the Sheva Mitzvah, we don't need a raya. But the point over there, Ravata Vihem Lo Rau, is nakedness per se, even though it's a remez to incest. But the simple pshat in the pasuk is that it's talking about naked. He fell asleep uncovered, and so they covered him.
Going to have the same dinim as Jews? Which parts of the body
are considered to be Arab?
He usually tells the story of the great American Elvis.
Yes, I usually do, but since I've decided to be efficient in the daf, I'm going to have to resist. Ask the Gemara. You're saying now that I'm not allowed to speak about things on Shabbat because of Dibur. Now, that sounds very much like it's a Divrei Kabbalah. I mean, we're treating it as a almost a diorite. In other words, it's an expression. Obviously, something that we learn out of Divrei Neviut is not the equivalent of a true Isser diorite. But where a Navi is Megala, that this is part of the nature of the spirit of Shabbat, we give it the Chumrah of a diorite. And if that's the case, how do you explain the mimer of Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna, who both said, the Amritai writer, Cheshbonot Shal Mitzvah, Mutar L'Cheshvan B'Shabbat. You are allowed to make a whole cheshbon about hotzaot for mitzvah on Shabbat. V'yom Rav Elazar Poskim Tzedakah L'Aniyim B'Shabbat. You could talk about how much money you're going to be giving for the tzrochim of various aniyim. V'yom Rav Yaakov Baridi, V'yom Rav Yochanan Mifakchin Bikuach Nefesh U'Bikuach Rabim B'Shabbat. That was a very nice insight into the language, because we're used to thinking pikuach nefesh means sakanat nefashot. Pikuach in the sense that the nefesh may be, he may be mipakeach et nafsho, in the sense of breathing out his soul. But here, pikuach nefesh, although there are other girsaot, means overlooking, taking responsibility for him, hamifakeach on inyanim shel nefesh. Doesn't mean sakanat nefashot, you can be b'chal shabbos. You have to tell me that you can have a mada meeting on Shabbat. But over here, pikuach nefesh means to have a meeting in Mada about overseeing, about what may need to be done in order to provide needs of the rabbin. This, by the way, was the reason that your gentleman in the shul said we could have that meeting on Shabbat, is this Gemara. V'olchin lebote knesiot, you can even go to shul, lefakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbat, to take care of public needs. So let's say there is a meeting that the government insists you need to take care of certain tax issues and so on. If it's a tzorach harabim, keneged the rashut, you can do that on Shabbat in the Beit HaKnesset. V'yom Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Yom Rav Yochanan, you can even go to the circus on Shabbat if that's the only place you're going to meet, or you can go to the theater on Shabbat, or chil letartiot, or lekarkasaot, you can go to a shopping plaza, the basilikot, lefakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbat, if that's where you're going to meet the right kind of people, then that you do that on Shabbat too. Now all of that is daber davar, and tana devei menashe mishatchin ala tinokot leyareis b'Shabbat. You can get your kids engaged on Shabbat, even though that's gonna, you're gonna have to talk about some new how much you putting up and so on. And then and ala tinok lamdo sefer lamdo umanut. You can get your kid registered in college on Shabbat. You could hire a rebbe for your kid on Shabbat, and all of these things are considered to be a mitzvah, and therefore we don't answer them because of Daber Davar. If it says Daber Davar, and that's a part of Chilul Shabbat, I mean, the fact that it's Tzorach Mitzvah, I mean, would you say you can build a Beit HaKnesset on Shabbat because it's Tzorach Mitzvah? Well, where would you come off making this kind of distinction? And it says the Gemara, because remember that Daber Davar is seen as an extension of the concept of Mimtzol Heftzecha, isn't it? So since it says Omar Kro, since the Pasuk puts it in that way, Mimtzol Heftzecha v'Daber Davar, that means in the same way Daber Davar defines what's also from Mimtzol Heftzecha, Mimtzol Heftzecha defines what's also from Daber Davar. And therefore, since it stresses Heftzecha, your personal needs, only Heftzecha asurim, but Heftzei Shamayim are mutarim. So indeed, you cannot talk about even your own needs on Shabbat that are not to be done on Shabbat, but if it's not your own needs, it's not a problem. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Cheshbonot Shel Melech V'Shel Malach or Mabekach, meaning things that are just completely irrelevant, but they're interesting. Do you know how much the government put out this year on trips to Chutz Laaretz? That's Cheshbonot Shel Melech, you know. Well, you're just interested in getting upset. Exactly. Or cheshbonot shel mabekach mean cheshbonot that have no practical application any longer. Either it's overs, or it's just interesting things about how much does Bill Gates give to charity, that kind of question. So that's shel mabekach. Those kind of things are mutter l'chashvan b'Shabbat. There's no problem of thinking about those things on Shabbat. Now this is amazing, because I've been driven crazy for many years by the song Ki Eshmera Shabbat, which is supposed to be from the Ibn Ezra. I mean, it's certainly not just... So it says over here, Gam l'chashvan, where is it? Asur mitzol chefetz, which is mitzol chefzecha, asot drachim, gam miladaber bo divrei tzerachim. So far, so good. Divrei sechora, absolutely. Af divrei melachim, which is a divrei melachim or mutarim. It should say velo divrei melachim or achlo divrei melachim, af divrei melachim. There's something terribly wrong here. When the Gemara goes out of its way to say divrei melachim are mutarim, and the song says it's asurim.
It wants to pass
over
the present.
It doesn't matter. No. Very strange. No, not the Ibn Ezra. No, no way. Yeah. He was strongly against the Chum of the Month Club, that's for sure. Okay. I don't know. Maybe there was some other years or something in there. Right? Maybe Ach, it should have said, not Af, and Ach is a mute.
Let's look at the Sephardic.
I did. Yeah. I was never. It disappointed me a long time. I was never able to find another Gersa, but there must be. See what you can find. I'll do a computer search. Actually, I didn't think of that. They have now the Sidurim on the computer, a number of different versions. I'll check that out.
You have to find it.
You can use this somewhere. Yeah. So, and the Gemara also. So again, let's just review how it's gotten a little bit complicated at this point. So let's just review what happened. We were medayik in the Mishnah that you are allowed to hint at things as long as you don't say them. We were bothered by the fact that even in hinting, you're certainly being active in mitzvah heftzecha, and we explained that daber davar is the definition of when the Torah asks mitzvah heftzecha. So there's nothing wrong with planning on Shabbat. What's wrong is speaking on Shabbat. From which case, the Gemara had a problem of hirhur now being treated kedibur. And Shalom Kedibur, and we have other places where Hirur is treated Kedibur. Namely, you're not allowed to think about Divrei Torah in the bathroom. And we brought a whole different Isser of Hayam Machanecha Kadosh uniquely to Hirur B'Divrei Torah that Asers even hear her, and the davar, ervat davar, which appears coincidentally in the one other place where you're not supposed to be thinking about something, which is a different issue. And that's talking about indeed not speaking, but it's not speaking in front of erva, as opposed to not thinking in front of filth or decay. Two completely different issues. And then we got back to questioning if daber davar is indeed an isser, straight out isser of any type of dibur. So where do we get the heter to speak about divrei mitzvah? And we answered only divrei, only mitzvah heftecha, only dvorim of yourself or usser, divrei mitzvah or mutter. Then in the context of proving a divrei mitzvah or mutter, we also mentioned that dvorim that are irrelevant are also not included in an isser of dibur because there's no planning. There's no mitzvah heftecha. So there's two issues here. Let's not confuse the two. One is direct cheshbonot, real cheshbonot, very active and meaningful cheshbonot. How much money am I going to give out? Such and such a public project or such and such a oni. All of that is mutter because it's mitzvah heftecha. But things that are meaningless, it's just from the point of mimtzo chayfetz. There's no chayfetz here. That is, I need to do. I don't need to do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's chayfetz. Chayfetz is the thing that you need, the thing that you want. You're trying to achieve. You're not trying to achieve anything.
Of
not thinking. We're going to get to that. Tanya Rami Hochi, Cheshbonot She'avru, things that are already in the past, and there are no longer nogeya, except to be upset about. Do you know how much that stupid wedding cost me? Or She'atidim Li'yot. Now this is a kash, as we'll see, because Dvarim She'avru, L'chora, should also be Mabekach, right? But She'atidim Li'yot are Asurim. Whereas asur lecheshbon, but shel melech v'shel malachah, so that's melech and malacha. What do you care? Right. So those kind of things are mutar lecheshbon. But wait a minute. You said cheshbonot she'avru, but then doesn't it say choshvin cheshbonot she'einan tzrichin? You can make all the cheshbonos you want that are not necessary, but ein mechashvim cheshbonot she'tzrichim. For instance, ketzad omer adam lechaveiro, kach vekach poalim hotzeti al sadezu, kach vekach dinarim hotzeti al dirazu. You could say, you know how much this house cost me? Or do you know how many people I had to hire for this field? How many man hours went into this and so on? Now that's cheshbonot she'avru. It says over here it's okay. But you can't say kach v'kach hotzeiti v'kach v'kach ani atid lahotzi. You can't say I've already put in $150,000 into remodeling this house and I got another $100,000 to go, because then you're talking about what will be. So how do you explain the fact that it says over here she'avru? For she'avru asur, why is she'avru asur here? It says she'avru is mutar. Besides which, as the Gemara points out, I thought you said if it's irrelevant, then there's no problem. And that's exactly the point. Ula Taimech, says the Gemara. Did you really need to bring another Braita to ask that question? You couldn't have asked from the context of the Braita itself, the first Braita. First it said, Kashalcha hi gufa. Isn't the Braita itself a problem? First it says that Dvorim that are Sha'avru, Shamabakach or Mutorim. And then it says Dvorim Sha'avru is also. Actually, inverted, but it starts off Avru is Asr, then it says Shamabakach is Mut. Now, how do you explain the fact that Shavru is Asr if Mabakach is Mutter? So the thing itself is a problem, even without this additional Braita. So clearly, there is a difference. Namely, Hodiika Agrada Gira Gabe, Bohadaleka Agrada Gira Gabe. When we're talking about over here, you know how much I already put in, you know how much I put in this house? It's over. But the case over here, I have put $100,000, is talking about what you haven't finished paying. If you haven't finished paying, then you can't say it's mabakach. So it may be you already incurred the expenses, but you're thinking at the same time of how it is you're going to pay up the expenses. That's different.
You're talking about something which is immediate,
which has still application. So then it is chayfetz.
Adi ika agra.
Agra is the schar. Uh-huh. but you owe the agira, which is agur. It's still in your wallet. No, agur means you're holding it, right? By you. Mm-hmm. No, you still haven't paid up.
You have a balance.
Yeah.
Include that you're saying positive things about the government. Like you want to curry favor.
I mean, you're not allowed to do that.
You want to curry favor, so it's in your present interest.
Yeah, but you're using a lotion of the Gemara. I mean, it's very disturbing. Ein makshichim. Turn around, but it says over here, you cannot be makshich to do something that you couldn't do on Shabbat. But turn around, in maaseh b'chassid achat, there was a certain maisa, a chassid, who was walking on Shabbat, finds that his wall had collapsed in a certain place. The nimlach aleh legodra, without thinking, he starts to pick up some sticks to put something across it to prevent animals from breaking in. V'niskash Shabbatu, and then he remembered it was Shabbat. And he was nimna. Obviously it was nimna. Any idiot would be nimna. Because nimna velo gadra means that he was goder on himself never to be goder. In other words, he knossed himself. Because of the fact that I, on Shabbat, got so involved in my field that I wasn't even thinking, and I was ready to pick up etzim at the start, that would have been mekoshesh etzim.
It was a decision. He was thinking he had to take an action.
He was thinking to do it. And he started walking to take it. So he knossed himself never to be good at it. Menaselonase. And a miracle happened, and his beautiful, gigantic caper tree grows up.
Right
there, and closes it over, and he made so much money off of the fruit of the caper bush that he became the international caper bottler and sent these things all over the world. Now, you'll remember that the name of the first mikoshesh was
Salaf
Chad. Right? And that's amazing, huh? And indeed,
they suggest that's what he was.
They suggest that's who he was. That he was a mekoshesh etzim. That he was a mekoshesh.
And he was mekoshesh tzalaf.
Yeah, okay, and that could be because his name is Tzalaf. But they say over here, the Balei Kabbalah say, of course, this person was clearly a Gilgal of Tzlafchad. So therefore, he got one Tzlaf, Tzlafchad, because he was mitaken the Kishur Sheitzim. That was why he was Nimla. Exactly. I thought that's what you...
No.
I thought you realized that.
Well, they say, he was Mikosh.
Yeah, I understand. Had taken a Tzlaf. Right, okay, so that was his schus, yeah.
Is the
concept
of the Nimlach with the word metal before? Decision.
I don't think so. It's cool though,
the Nimlach and Gader. I mean, he made it, as Rabbi said.
Yeah, the whole thing is a very strange one of these cute stories. Omer Yiram Shmuel. Mutar Adam Lomar L'Chaviro L'Krach Ploni Ani Olech L'Machar She'im Yesh Burgenin Olech. You could tell somebody that you're planning on going to, let's say, I'm going to go to Beit Shemesh. So you say, I'm going to go to Beit Shemesh tomorrow. Now, l'chora, you can't go to Beit Shemesh today because it's chutz l'tchum. So how could you tell them you're going to go to Beit Shemesh tomorrow? Because since im yesh burgen in holev, since it's really, there's nothing particular about Beit Shemesh that makes it a chilul Shabbat, it's just the fact that it happens to be that you don't have these little burgeoning of these little watchmen's places with each one within Shivim Amos, so then the Tchum would have been extended. So theoretically speaking, the Tchum could have reached all the way to Beit Shemesh. So that there's nothing innate in walking to Beit Shemesh that tells me I'm doing something else on Shabbat. Says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, Tnan, I mean, it's ein makshichin al atchum liskor poalim b'lavi peirot. I understand. Okay, you can't go up to the tchum to get poalim. So poalim, I can't on Shabbat. I can't hire. I understand. But you're telling me lavi peirot, I can't bring my fruit. I mean, I can't bring my fruit because right now it's carrying. But why don't I say? But theoretically, I could bring my fruit. I mean, if there were walls the whole way, I could bring my fruit. I mean, all we needed to do was make it a walled city, and I could bring my fruit.
As long as the wall went outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, well, I mean, as long as the Borgonin went all the way to Beit Shemesh. I mean, I understand. Where does this end? I mean, I something that there would be no way to be matir on Shabbat, you're telling, is the only thing that's awesome. So what, there's no way to be matir bringing in my peirot? I guess it's talking about my peirot that are still attached to the ground. Peirot mechubarim. I mean, that's the point. Einochinami. If it was a question of bringing in from the field where they've already been collected, so then you're right. No, come on. Vatani Reboshia. Ein machshichina latchum lavi teven vikash. Now, wait, hold on a second over here. Remember that teven is dried out. Kash is dried out grain. It's a straw, right? By definition. In which case, even if it's attached to the ground, I'm sorry, it's dried out. So even the kash is a little, the little hair-like things on top. That could be talking about mechuber, you know. But the teven is dried. If the teven is dried, then even if it's mechubar, it's not going to be osur mishum talisha.
It's dead
completely. Yeah, it's not really mechuber to the ground anymore. So then, how could you ever have kash? I understand it's mechuber, but teven? Where would you have teven that's mechuber? B'tivnasaria. It's talking about rotten teven. So I can't move it because of mukta, not because of carrying. So even if there would be walls on Shabbat, there would still be a problem of mukta. Maybe that's what it's talking about. Tashma, machshichina latchum lefakeach al iskei kalav al iskei hamet. You're also allowed, if you know that you're going to have a wedding tomorrow or a funeral tomorrow, so you can go up to the tchum to take care immediately after Shabbat of the needs. Now, the mashma'ut of here is only because there's a special chiyuv because of an iskei kalav, an iskei hamet. I mean, it's a big mitzvah. Okay. But alesek acher, that would be similar to the same things that you need to be doing for the kala and the maid, you would not be allowed to. Now, I understand that I can talk about something similar to a kala that I couldn't do on Shabbos, because part of what is done is you cut wood, you cut hadasim to make a chuppah and to dance in front of the kal and so on and so forth. I obviously can't cut hadasim to fresh hadas on Shabbat, so therefore, if it wouldn't be letzorach mitzvah v'achnasat kala, I couldn't do it. But maid? What exactly is the problem that I wouldn't be able to do something similar for a maid? Would be what? Mind you. To get somebody to purchase an aron or tachrichi, and this is what only mate and nobody else. I mean, why I couldn't carry in an aron and tachrichi if there was a wall? Why couldn't I carry it in? Why can't I say im yesham mechitzot meili? So apparently, this whole thing is not true. It's the fact that under current circumstances, I can't do it. Even if theoretically I could make up a way in which it could be done, the wall doesn't exist, and therefore I can't bring in the aron v'tachrichim. So what are we saying? Maybe the case of the maid is talking about mashkachas l'migdal l'glima. Maybe it means to order tachrich, to have them sewed, not to just bring them in. So to sew, obviously, you can't do on Shabbat. So that would be also, if it wouldn't be for the maid, it would be also to be makshik.
Why couldn't we say the same thing? Didn't we say
beautiful. Yes. Tosfos says, "Amaylo kama l'megiz le'asa." Yeah, maybe because we do that too for there. Okay, so okay, that does brings from the Mishnah that mentions over there. I don't know if I'm going to say. Fine. So we're left with this heter. It's a fantastic heter as long as it's theoretically doable. It doesn't have to be doable under current circumstances. Aval machshichi. It says over here, you could be machshich to be shomer. And on the way back, you could bring your peiros with you. Now, wait a minute, what happened to Avdolah? How are you going to bring back your peiros without making Avdolah? The Afa Gavdolah Avdil? You mean the guy didn't say Avdolah? Ve'omer Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonos Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Asur lo la'adam She'aseh hafetzav kodem she'yavdiyo. You cannot go and do your thing before you say Havdalah. So how can you be mevi perot? Maybe you'll say, okay, he said Havdalah, he davened Ma'ariv. So in Ma'ariv there's Havdalah. Atachanantanu is Havdalah. So since he said it's Havdalah b'tfilah, the Omer of Yerom HaShmuel, I'm Havdu b'tfilah, Tzarech she'avdil al ha'kos, doesn't he have to also make Havdalah on his cup? Okay, so he had Havdalah. Ah, come on, man. In the middle of the field, he had a kos and Havdalah. No way. Kos b'sadeh mi'ika. Tirgama Rav Natan bar Amika made a Rav Ashuri there. Bein Agitot Shanu. It's talking about Bein Agitot. And there was lots of places to squeeze grapes, and or where they had already the grape juice that was sitting there in the Gitot, and there's no problem. Omale Rabba Rabashi, I'll tell you something. Bimarava, I could tell you back in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know from all of this fancy stuff. What we do is we say Hamavdo ben Kadesh Lachol, and then we do what we need to do. And there's no chiyav of asiyat havdalah in terms of because I have a chiyav to be mavdil, so alakos. So therefore, I wasn't mavdil from Shabbos. I was mavdil by saying Baruch Hamavdo ben Kadesh Lachol. Ravashi ki havina be Rav Kahana, aviyomer hamavdil ben Kadesh Lachol mesatin and silti. He used to cut the wood. And in order to bring it into the house, we could have a fire right away after Shabbos, even though he hadn't made Havdalah yet. Alakos. So, I mean, the truth is, there seem to be a number of different issues in this Havdalah problem. The Mishnah Berurah brings that as long as a person has not been Mavdil, there are still elements of Kedusha Shabbos on him, and therefore he shouldn't do something that's Usur on Shabbat. So by that token, the moment that you were Mavdil ben Kadesh Lachol, there's certainly no more Kedushat Shabbat on you. There's another issue, which is the way the Rambam brings the Halacha, which seems to be famous Reb Chaim on this, that since the Rambam brings the Halacha together with other issues that you can't do before your Mavdil, so the same way you can't eat before your Mavdil, eating has nothing to do with Shabbos, is before your Mavdil al HaKos. So he brings the Yisr of Asiyat Melacha together with the Yisr Achilah, which means that we're talking about not an Yisr of Shabbat, but rather an Yisr that has to do with getting involved in doing something before making Havdalah. And not exactly the same way we Asr, you know, certain things before Mikra Megillah. So we Asr before saying Havdalah. So if that's the case, so then things, l'chora, which might involve me and prevent me from remembering Havdalah, I should be asur when I said Baruch HaMavdil ben Kadesh Lachol. Might it be that only the tzivi, okay, the silti, I need to make a fire in the house in order to make Havdalah? I mean, maybe that's something else.
Hmm? You seem to solve that problem. If you couldn't say the Mavdil, then how could you light the fire and get everything all ready anyways?
Exactly. You see, so that's the problem. What Scott is raising is, in order to say Havdalah, you have to bring the fire. Saying Havdalah, would you need to say Baruch HaMavdil ben Kadesh Lachol before Havdalah to prepare Havdalah? But there are many who say that anything which is Lutzarech Havdalah itself is not included in this, and that's clearly not true according to the Mishnah Berurah, because if it's a din in Shabbos still being there a little bit, you'd have to be Mavdil before Havdalah. So normally we say Havdalah in Tefillah, which would be the equivalent of the Havdalah that allows us to prepare Havdalah al HaKos. But as you can see, this is not so pashut. We're going to have to think about this some more.
Then the Gemara's case also does not.
Well, maybe we could say maybe it's silty in order to get the light going. Yeah. I need to see you. I need to see to read to make the the nair and so on. Okay, so we'll continue this point. Fascinating point.
Well, that's a new point.
A candle. How do you get your candle? It's a Shabbos. Okay, so you're saying that Lamaisir Mukhiyah to say Baruch Hamadil. There's a lot of question Magabe women who don't daven Maariv. There are those who say that Eina Chinami, a woman, yeah, has to be Makpida to say Baruch Hamadil Mekadosh Lechol before she starts preparing for Havdalah. And it would be dependent on how to learn this issue.
It works.
That's a new one. It's a $200 one. We didn't get the Tekiah Shofar today.